pictures where this hotel and that hotel is having to be reconstructed and built up and worked on.
Well, you take the Florida lighthouse. It used to be quite a distance from the ocean, and now it's right on. Build it up because it's a road
the
there,
ocean
and the sand's gone.
Have you noticed the distance? I mean, has it been noticeable in your lifetime that the beach, the erosion of the beaches?
Yes, very much. Because when we were children, we could go down there and the whole increase of sand beach and the waves and all, and pretty much the same. But when the buildings got there, it gave the water something to work to. When the storms would come in, they had that underground suction. And that suction just takes the sand out with it and washes it out. And at Cape Florida, we used to have to go there by boat instead of up across the bridge. And we'd have a school picnics over there. And it was quite a little distance, about as far as from here our sidewalk, from the lighthouse itself. And they said that it used to be 50 feet. But there were pipes there where they had the sewage going out into the ocean there.
Mm-hmm.
And they would caution us not to go there. They didn't want us walking by over and so on. But now, there's hardly any space. It's just such a little beach there, and it's all washed out.
Mm-hmm. The, not so much for that, we'll cover that pretty much. What would you call a place that might be used for storing old grain or something for animals to eat? Would you have a name for that?
Granary, going
how big
it was.
Okay. How about a place where dairy cattle. How about a place where the cattle graze? What would you call that?
Well, a field.
Okay.
It's according to
we didn't
to
have the opportunity of grazing cattle like that. We had to buy it, put it in a bin, and they ate it. The hay from a rack and their grains from a trough.
We used to buy the hay and stack it and have it on the ground.
I remember it was up on a trough up above them.
And then we had a
they'd have to place pull it down.
Up there where we could put the hay up there and they could reach up and pull it down.
Pull it down.
They
were there. But Dad kept the hay up in a barn loft.
Mm. Okay. The what were all the different types of animals that you had around the house?
Oh, we always had a little dog. And we had a couple of three cats until Dad wouldn't let us have them anymore. And we he always had a horse. And then later on, he owned the transfer sewage company. He had 20 or 30 horses.
He had a coach dog.
Oh yes, we have an old Dalmatian dog, coach type dog that watched the barns.
Old Jack was our favorite.
We had, we always had one, maybe one more, we had three cows. And therefore every once in a while we'd have a calf.
Sometimes we had chickens and sometimes we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Were the chickens mainly used for eggs?
Just for eggs,
Well, we used those for the fresh chicken. And we had the chicken, we'd go out and get in a wheel down and we raised them for it.
Wait.
Dad wasn't a gardener. He never did care much about raising a garden.
He didn't?